Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Is Innovation About Speed or Depth? Let's dive in. We're drowning our students in innovation sprints and rapid prototyping, mistaking speed for breakthrough thinking. But here's what I've learned after years in classrooms. Real innovation happens in the pause, when we give ideas time to breathe, fail safely, and evolve. Students who learn to iterate thoughtfully become the innovators who change the world. I see it everywhere. Design thinking workshops pushing students from problem to solution in 45 minutes. We've fallen into the rush trap. But what if innovation was a semester-long journey where students return to the same challenge multiple times? True creative confidence doesn't come from quick wins. It comes from seeing your thinking evolve, watching your understanding deepen with each encounter. Let's ground this in what we know about learning. Bloom's taxonomy places synthesis and evaluation at the top for good reason. These innovation skills require extended cognitive processing. Constructivist learning theory tells us students build understanding through multiple encounters with problems, not single solutions. When we honor this process, we're actually teaching growth mindset, that intelligence develops through sustained effort over time. Here's an immediate strategy you can use: the return and revise protocol. Students tackle the same innovation challenge in 3 rounds across 3 weeks. Week 1 is initial brainstorming and rapid prototyping. Week 2 brings peer feedback and complete redesign. Week 3 focuses on testing, reflection, and final iteration. The power lies in students seeing their thinking mature in real time. I witnessed this transformation in a high school environmental science class tackling local water pollution. Week 1, students rush to design filtration systems, surface-level solutions that barely scratch the problem. But by week 3, after research and community interviews, completely different approaches emerged. Week 5 revealed final designs incorporating stakeholder needs, cost analysis, and long-term sustainability. The students themselves said the boring research weeks were where real innovation happened. The teacher's insight was profound. The pause between attempts was where curiosity deepened and solutions became authentic. This week, I challenge you to choose one innovation project in your classroom and stretch it across 3 separate sessions. Resist the urge to rush. Build in mandatory pause points for reflection and research. Watch how student solutions become more sophisticated when they have time to think beyond their first idea. We're teaching innovation as academic literacy, not just problem solving, but the capacity to sit with complexity. This patience to iterate thoughtfully becomes the foundation for breakthrough thinking in any field. Our ultimate goal is graduating students who know the best ideas come not from racing to the finish line, but from the courage to begin again. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.